Refreshment Time with Singin' Sam, the transcribed feature presented daily, Mondays through Fridays, by the Coca-Cola Bottling Company.
Greetings, everybody. This is Singin' Sam, and it's Refreshment Time for all you folks who are listening. Now, I'm really more of a homebody than a traveling man, but if you get around much, you've noticed that you find ice-cold Coca-Cola just about everywhere. And so I'm sure you'll want the refreshment of Coca-Cola at home, too, in the handy six-bottle carton. But speaking of traveling, here's a little tune that people were humming 25 years ago. I want to go to Tokyo.
Sing-a-lee, sing-a-low, that means I want to go to Tokyo. I got a sweetheart who's waiting for me, that's why I want to be beneath the bamboo tree. When the lanterns are glowing, I can feel my love a-growing. Oh, you're then, hear your men. Soon you're gonna be sitting on my Japanese. I sing a high, sing a dee, sing a low. That means I want to go to Tokyo.
Song about just such a sweet little girl, the girl with the pigtails in her hair.
What's the prettiest child, drives the little boys wild? If you ask them, they'll all declare.
It's the girl,
with the pigtails in her hair. And the people you meet when you're out on the street, as a rule, they all stop and stare.
That's the little girl with the pigtails
in her hair. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, how the years do fly, how they hurry by and by she will be 18. Sing and rejoice, let me hear every voice telling pigtails how much we care. For the girl, the little girl, with the pigtails in her hair.
Sing and rejoice, let me hear every voice telling the pigtails how much we care. For the girl,
girl. If you ask them, they'll all declare it's a girl. It's a girl with the pigtails in her hair. And the people you meet when you're out on the street, as a rule, they all stop and stare at the girl with the pigtails in her hair. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, how the years do fly,
how the years do fly,
how they hurry by,
hurry
by and by she will be
18.
Sing and rejoice, they hear every voice, 17, they will come and meet her. For the girl,
for the girl,
for the girl,
for the girl,
with the pigtails in her hair.
Everyone in the world loves a cute little girl with the pigtails in her hair.
Speaking of schoolgirls with pigtails, I think now we better have a spelling lesson with the That's the Way to Spell Chicken. Now, in a little country schoolhouse, where the little darkies go, there is a little chicken in it by the name of Old Ragtime Joe. Now, when it comes to spelling, his ragtime brain works fast. He's the only well-learned scholar that holds down his own class. Now one day the teacher called his class to spell one sort of bird. Now that kind of bird was chicken, and none of them could spell the word. So the teacher called on little Ragtime Joe to spell the word for him. He didn't hesitate not one bit, and this is how he began.
Z, that's the way to begin. A, that's the next letter M. I, that am the thing. C, that's the season to wear. A, that's the feeling in. E, that I'm near the M. C-H-I-C-K-E-N. That I'm the way to spell chicken.
Parson Johnson gave a concert in the old church house one night. He hired himself a lot of talent that could sing and could recite. And when they pulled the curtain, everything went wrong, you know. Till one darky loudly yelled, let you have a little Ragtime Joe. Now he sang a ragtime new tune song, but didn't take so well. He said, folks, I done gone a frost on that. I guess I'll have to spell. Then he told the audience that he'd composed a little old chicken song. And when he spelled these words to them, he took the house by storm. Now, there's B.
That's the way to begin.
And there's E.
That's the next letter in.
Now, don't forget old I.
That and the third.
How about old C?
That's the season to work.
Now, there's little old key right back there.
That's the day
of the end. And now E.
Going near the end.
C-H-I-C-K-E-N.
That and the way to spell chicken.
Sam, do you think maybe we were too poetic yesterday when we talked about springtime? Let's be practical today.
Well, just think of all the practical gardeners so hard at work these days. April showers bring May flowers. That's practical. And you ladies in our audience who are serious gardeners, if you're devoting a lot of time and effort to your gardens, be careful not to let all that work tire you too much. Pause now and then. And remember, you can make a little rest period the pause that refreshes by including ice-cold Coca-Cola. Yes, sir. A few minutes once in a while to relax, to straighten up, and to refresh yourself with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola will make better gardeners seem easier. And that's no flight of fancy on my part, because no matter what you do it better when you're refreshed. So won't you make a note to include a package of Coca-Cola along with those packages of seed you're buying? And when I say package of Coca-Cola, I mean the handy six-bottle carton that's so easy to carry from your favorite store to the family refrigerator at home. And now let's turn from these refreshing thoughts to a refreshing song, to the classical ballad, I Love to Hear You Sing.
Song you sing, dear, sometime when the day is done.
a song of love and gladness when all the world is young. I listen and weep in my dreaming, joy that tomorrow may bring. And there's never a care in my heart, dear, when that wonderful song you sing. I love to hear you singing. I love to hear your song when the sunset rays are passing and the shadows growing long. When the stars are softly shining through the twilight's tender glow, I love to hear you singing just the sweetest song I
something for your schedule of refreshment. Whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere. ¶¶